50 Saturday, 50 to 52 on Sunday with lingering shower threat, and then a cold day Monday, a raw day with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes as this storm system moves through. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is increasing security measures at its shelter on Maxwell Boulevard. The organization recently started using metal detectors on everyone who enters for lunch or dinner. Lieutenant Brian Farrington says it's an effort to keep gun violence away from the shelter. Five men were arrested following a shooting in Millbrook Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say someone fired shots at a group of men standing outside a home in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say at least one person was hit in the upper arm. And Virginia College abruptly closed its campuses all across the southeast Wednesday, leaving students in Montgomery scrambling to find a place that will accept their credits. More information about the abrupt closing should be released later this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region, and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards, always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I am closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerlift chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in the News and View, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell will be in a little bit. Dave Mowry normally in on Thursdays. He is out of town. Shannon Ferrari from City Watch. You don't call it Uncut anymore. Pull that a little closer.
Yeah, it's City Watch Montgomery Uncut.
City Watch Montgomery Uncut.
Because we have them covering all the different cities now, so I had to...
What other cities is it in?
About 19 other ones, including, like, now we're in Huntsville. Prattville's the next biggest one. It has over 10,000 members now.
City Watch Prattville has 10,000 members?
Yeah. And then we have Auburn and
Do you have, like,
Hope
Birmingham
Hull.
And Mobile?
No Birmingham. I haven't been asked to do those yet.
Okay. Hope Hull?
Yes, we
Hope
have
Hull. Hope Hull's not even a city. That's like a water district.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? How many members they have? Like 12, 15?
I'm not really
sure
today.
I used to have a Hope
Hull
address.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you moderate all of them?
Yes, so far.
You looking to diversify and have other people?
Yes.
Or delegate, I guess?
Yes. Yeah, as they grow.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
I know we talked about the City Watch pages before, and I do encourage people to get on them. They're informative. I'm on the Montgomery page and get the updates and the notifications, and it does help you kind of stay plugged in a little bit. I mean, that's the original idea, right?
Yes. It's real-time news as it's happening. A lot of times when there's shootings or incidents, it's reported immediately, and otherwise people wouldn't hear about it till the next morning, if they even hear about it.
Right. Yeah. You take a lot of abuse for doing those pages.
Not as much. I have more people sending me nice messages and encouragement than I do nasty messages, thankfully. So
I think people are under the impression you're making a bunch of money out of it.
No.
I can't imagine how you would monetize that.
Actually, I make zero right now. Now, Facebook, you know, for a while, I had people wanting to advertise, and I did not allow advertising, but when the Facebook grew, when it hit about 25,000 members, Facebook invited me to join their power admin group, and on there, I saw where they were encouraging us to allow people to advertise and to accept fees for it, and they even tell us how to make money off of the pages.
And
then I found out it was legal.
Yeah.
And now that I know it's legal, I will allow people to advertise for a small fee.
And what does that look like?
I mean, I've only had a couple of people advertise so far, but that would be the only way I would make
money. Is that like sponsored content, or is that like...
Or they would know, really take and, you know, give me something they would like to advertise their business.
I see what you're saying.
But I do not make any, I don't have any sponsors or anything. I just do it just because it's my, you know, it's how I want to help the community.
And going back to how you started it, when did it started, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
In January 2017.
So really just less than 2 years ago.
Yes.
January 27th, man, it became a phenomenon pretty fast.
It grew fast.
Yeah. It started based just you wanted people in your neighborhood to know what was going on.
Well, I wanted to know what was going on because, like I said, I had started the Forest Hills pages and I found out what was going on right around me.
Yeah.
And so then I just decided to take it just a level up to the city and learn more, and it's just amazing how much it has grown, and it's surpassed even my goal. But
what was your goal when you started it?
Honestly, I was thinking around
20,000 people.
Yeah.
How many people are on Montgomery page?
Today, this morning, we have 30,574, and it's growing about 2,600 a month.
How many people did you just say?
30,574.
And it's growing by about.
Facebook told me that I'm averaging about 2,600 members a month right now.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
How do people get the word out? Is it just other people see people commenting on Facebook?
Yeah, and shares.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it grows more when things do happen.
I mean, that's 100 people a day.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. But, you know, the more people that are on there, then the more we know about what's going on everywhere. So.
Yeah.
That's why there's constant posts in the news feed.
Yeah. Pike Road doesn't have one of
them. Yes, they do.
Do we have one?
Y'all have one as of about 2 weeks ago.
City Watch Pike Road?
Yes.
We don't have anything to watch out there.
Yeah.
It's a peaceful, dull community.
There's a few things, you know.
The only criminals are in elected office. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to jump on there during the break. City Watch Pike Road?
As people ask me to do them, I'm opening them and getting started at least.
Pike Road 2, though, is hard to quantify what is Pike Road. Because I live near the town, I guess the town center. I live near the shopping center that the city owns. And Pike Road goes all the way out past the waters. It goes over the interstate. It's out by Rolling Hill.
You have 254 members right now.
That's not even enough to have a
discussion. It's brand new. It's a baby.
It's a baby.
I have a few little babies. People are trying to get them going.
I hear you.
So
that's interesting. That's interesting. City Watch Pike Road. I have a neighborhood page that I think has that many people on it. I think our neighborhood page has a couple hundred people on it. If I'm not mistaken, I have to go back and look. I don't want to sit here and talk about the City Watch page the entire time, but in your impression, what's going on in the city of Montgomery? Because you do run this page. The page largely centers around crime and unreported crime and the things that wouldn't be normally reported by media. I mean, you know, we can't track down every gunfire. The newspaper's certainly not going to track down every gunfire. You're not going to get a comment from the police or the mayor about every instance of gunfire or every robbery or every window that gets bashed out in a car. It's just there's too much going on to expect the world to stop and report every single property crime or every single gunshot heard in the city somewhere. What's your impression, though, of the impact the pages have had on Montgomery? Does it feel like people are more aware of what's going on, or that things are happening more, happening less?
That's the impression I get. When people send me messages thanking me or showing their appreciation, they're just more aware, even though there are smaller, you know, things happening. But there are some people who may live on a part of town where they don't hear all the gunshots that those of us hear, say in Forest Hills or Delrata, because we're closer to the Ann Street area. I mean, just people are just, they are more aware, and I think it's causing people to just, you know, be more cautious, when especially if they go out and, you know, at night or alone. They're not caught off guard. They know what's going on around them.
Is there a perception, whether or not crime is going up or down, or instances of gunfire going up or down, is there a perception that they're going up or down? Based on the page. In other words, ignorance is bliss. You know, if you don't know there's gunfire in Cloverdale on a nightly basis, then you think, oh, these houses are beautiful, great architecture, nice part of town, easily accessible to downtown. But then you read the page and you think, hell, I'm never moving down there. There's gunfire there every night.
Yeah. I mean, I think the majority understand it's not just a Montgomery thing. It's a nationwide issue. Maybe they didn't hear about it because we didn't have, you know, at one time we didn't have social media. Now we have these pages. But I think more and more people are realizing that it's not just, you know, we can't just blame Montgomery. It is a growing city, and so, you know, with a growing city, you're going to have an increase in crime. But with that said, I think more and more people are just seeing it for what it is, and they just appreciate being able to see it in real time.
Shannon Ferrari is our guest. She's the I mean, she does a lot of things, but she's probably most known for the City Watch pages, which started as a Forest Hills page, became City Watch Montgomery. And is there still a City Watch Forest Hills page?
Yeah, we have a Forest Hills Association page and a Forest Hills and Lakeview Heights uncut page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's probably what you're most known for, but you do other things. I saw where you put on Facebook you were interested in potentially seeking the office of Mayor of Montgomery. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Again, Shannon Ferrari, our guest. Your calls are welcome, 272-9228. I do want to ask about that because a lot of people are looking for an alternative to some of the names that have been mentioned for mayor. Of course, our own Jack Campbell's looking at it. He'll be in a little bit. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you thought about changing careers? Have you thought about getting into the real estate business? We have a new real estate class starting in January 2019. We meet every Thursday night between 6 and 9 p.m. This is a live class taught by me each week. We cover contract writing and negotiation, pricing and marketing of homes, taking title to property, investing in real estate, managing rental property, leasing property, financing a home VA, FHA, or conventional, how to run your business as a business, how to buy foreclosures and sell to others, setting up a corporation for yourself. Be ready for the new year with a real estate license. Start your own business in 2019. For all the details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Happy holidays from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to two free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to two free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 23rd while supplies last. Limit one redemption per customer. See store for details.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I just looked on Facebook. A friend of mine, a former client of mine, Chris Sells, representative from down in Butler County. 55 years old today. Happy birthday, Mr. Sells. Happy birthday. Representative Sells, excuse me, Representative Sells. He ran against Charles Newton. I don't know if you remember Charles Newton. Charles Newton had been in office since, like, George Washington was president. And Chris Sells decided he wanted to run against him. We ran an initial poll. He was down 40 points. I was like, Chris, no one's ever heard of you, buddy. But he got it. He got it done. He's a good guy, a fantastic guy, and a good representative down there. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Don't forget this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, where I ate yesterday. I got a secret announcement, too.
Oh.
I got a secret announcement. There's something that's not on the menu. It's not a special, it's just something that's available until it's not available anymore. And I don't know, the first person to go in at 11 o'clock may not be able to get it. But I had yesterday, I sat up at the bar, talked to my good friend Donovan Ivy, the catering manager, the general manager over there. And he said, ooh, I'm going to bring you something real fast. I ordered the shrimp a la mode, my favorite dish there. He said, I'm going to bring you something real fast. Oh, I love it. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Anyway. He brings out this tomato basil soup. Now, on a day like today, when it was 31 when I woke up, a creamy tomato basil soup is in order. It's on point. It was so good. He started telling me about how he started with the celery and the onion and the garlic and then hit it with the immersion blender with the basil and the cherry tomatoes, and it was done right, and it was flawless. I said, this needs to be on the menu all year round.
Yeah, I might have to go by there today. That sounds delicious.
It is wonderful, wonderful. So I got a little cup of that. I paired it with the, I don't know if they still have it. I know they had it yesterday because I saw other people getting it. But you guys got to know about it. You just got to know about it. So if you go in and ask for the tomato basil soup, he'll know you heard about it on the radio.
Okay.
Generous sponsors there of hour number one. All right. Hour number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Let me ask this. I mentioned before we went to the break that you are looking at running for mayor, and I'm assuming there'll be some timeline at some point where you make up your mind on that. What do you, when you have a following, and when you have a following of tens of thousands of people that utilize a social media creation that was of your own mind, you end up with some sort of a legacy, whether you like it or not. And the mayor gets mad because I always ask him what he wants his legacy to be, and he always tells me he doesn't care. That's not true. He does care. But what do you sort of want the legacy of the Facebook pages, the City Watch pages, to be? Are you wanting them to eventually be a statewide or national phenomenon? Or are you wanting it to be just something that, you know what, I had concerns about my home community in Montgomery. I took care of it. You know, I feel like I raised awareness on some things that were going on. And I set up the other community so that they could have the same level of awareness.
Well, I hope they continue to grow, number one, because I see almost on a daily basis where the pages have helped people find either other people that are lost, items that have been stolen, and I receive private messages where people are thanking me. So, of course, I want to see them continue to grow so that we can continue to help people and bring more, you know, awareness to people about what's going on around them. So as long as I feel like I'm helping people, I don't see a problem in them continuing to grow, even if it's a statewide thing. If I can help other cities get City Watch pages, you know, going where they can begin to monitor them and help people in their own cities, then I'm fine with it.
How do you keep it from getting backed up with just little menial things? How do you stop
because
that?
Because I have a lot of people. Of course, I have a job, so I can't watch it, monitor it, you know, every minute of every day. But I have a lot of members who report, you know, small, you know, if inappropriate comments, racist comments.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I was going. Because
get rid of it.
It happens. I see it from time to time. It's not just on your page.
Yeah, because I can't control. That's what I try to tell people. I cannot control what people think or what they say. I can only, me or Facebook can only handle it after the fact. We can delete it and block or mute a member.
You can't stop it ahead of time.
Right, you can't. I mean, because people are going to say and do what they want.
We have a 6-second dump here, and we've had to utilize it from time to time. And we have a phone system where we try to learn who people are when they call. Mm-hmm. And we have one guy who has caused problems the last week or so. He only calls when there's a race shooting or whatever, a police shooting involving black people. And he gets all bent out of shape and all this kind of stuff. But you can't, you know, you want to invite him back into the program. You want him to be as big a, you don't want to ban somebody from the program if you don't have to. You know, even if they say stupid things from time to time or do stupid things from time to time, you'd like to open up the platform and allow them to be part of the program. And I imagine the Facebook page is the same thing. Again, we got Shannon Ferrari, the proprietor, the one who kind of started the City Watch pages around here.
But I do get slammed from time to time for deleting things, but people have to understand, although the pages are uncut, I still have to abide by Facebook policy, and I personally will not allow any appropriate or racist comments.
Yeah.
That's not, if they want to go that route, they just have to take it to their own page. So,
Mayor, why would you even consider it?
That all came up over the past year. I've had a lot of people reaching out to me, members and friends, who, you know, I guess it did stem from the creation of the page. They appreciate, you know, me, you know, sort of opening the door and bringing to light a lot of what was going on in the city that they didn't already know about. And I've had people asking me to. And my only answer to that is that, you know, yeah, I mean, I want to help people. Now, if there's a qualified candidate that decides to run, you know, then that's who I think should, you know, be the mayor.
Right.
But like I said, I have a lot of people asking me to, so I have had to consider, you know, take that into consideration. So with that said, you know, I have just been, you know, I've been talking to people and looking, researching things. So
What sort of things are you looking at? Like, what are the concerns that you have? What would push you yay or nay, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, I personally think the most qualified person, in my opinion, would be Daryl Bailey. That's who I see on my page. Everybody would want to be in that position.
He's got a great reputation in town.
Yes, and he's come forward, and he's acknowledged our issues, mostly, you know, with crime, which is the main concern of a lot of people on my page, obviously. He's acknowledged it, and he's said, yes, we do have a problem, and he's willing to take that on. And I think that's why a lot of people would think he would be the most desirable candidate.
He's probably the only one in town saying that crime is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all the other elected officials are like, well, every city has a little bit of crime. You just deal with it. You acknowledge it. You move past it.
But I agree with him. We cannot get to the root of this problem or the cause of it, especially with this young violent with these young people, the violence that's going on with them and the guns, if we don't acknowledge it and then, you know, move forward. But with that said, you know, if he does not, then, you know, like I said, if I still have a majority of the people, you know, begging me to, I will consider.
The what would you want to do about crime? I mean, obviously your pages don't address how to fix crime. They just identify it or provide, not even really identify it, provide an outlet where people, if they choose to, can identify where things are taking place.
Well, I think whoever is elected needs to, now granted, our current leadership, they've done a lot for downtown Montgomery. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't need to lose sight of the economy. We do need, you know, but with that said, I think, you know, we need to also start looking outside of downtown. There are a lot of people that own businesses in the, you know, different parts of the town. East Side, for instance, we still need to focus on the entire city, number one. Can't lose sight of that. But crime does need to be a focus on the next candidate. And I believe that, you know, whoever's there needs to surround themselves with people who can, you know, the police department and other people who will help them see what we need to focus on and how we can figure out how to solve this problem.
But, I mean, is there a particular thing that you think, I'm not trying to poison the pot by mentioning things I think might work. Mm-hmm. Are there any particular things that you think the city could do or a mayor could do or a city council could do or the government in the city could do that could help address the issues that are brought up on the City Watch page day after day?
Yes. Well, let's just say if I were mayor, I would continue City Watch and someone in my office would continue to monitor it, and I would even still be involved and take into account what people are saying needs to be done and take their suggestions and advice into account. I do believe that there needs to be some sort of maybe task force or person put in place to help focus on crime as an issue and help whoever's in that seat, you know, address certain issues. But that is their sole job, is to help, you know, work with other people, you know. And I do believe that crime is number one.
I understand that. But are there specific things that you look out right now and you say, if we just could implement plan A, B, and C, or we could implement policy A, B, and C, we could better tackle crime in the community? Identifying it, your page is identifying it. People are identifying crimes that they perceive or they see or they recognize going on. But how do you, do you have anything that you think, if I could just get the reins of the city, I could implement this policy or this plan or this procedure or this set of steps to help stop the crime before it happens or address it in such a quick way that other people are not inclined to want to commit crimes in the future?
Absolutely. I do have certain ideas and plans, and that's what I've been, you know, working on here lately. But that's something that I would address in, you know, at a later date. But one thing I do believe that there is a problem with, though, in the city is our what I would call race relations. I see it on my page all the time. And we cannot address certain things like crime and moving forward as a city if we don't address the issues with each other. It's amazing to me. You know, you'd think we'd be past that already, but I'm constantly having to delete posts and comments where people just get into these horrible, they say the most horrible things to each other sometimes.
Yeah.
It's pure hate.
Have you ever looked at a demographic map of Montgomery where each dot represents the race of the person who lives somewhere?
Not lately, no.
All right. There's a great, I think the Washington Post had one a couple of years ago. It came out right after the 2010 census, maybe 2011 or 2012. I'll try to find it and send it to you. Mm-hmm. You could zoom in on, I mean, you look at the whole country, and then you could zoom in on any particular area pretty tight. I mean, down to like the street level pretty much. Mm-hmm. And you could see, at least at that time, the race of who lived where. Montgomery was not unlike every other city. They were all pretty much the exact same in that whites tend to live around whites, blacks tend to live around whites, and there were some cross sections and overlaps here and there. But by and large, there were black neighborhoods and white neighborhoods. But that was replicated over and over every city of size, every city that had, I would say, more than 10% of a given race. So if your city was 100% black, obviously you're not going to see that. If it's 100% white, you're not going to see that. But even in cities where, and it listed, I think, white, black, Asian, and Hispanic, even cities like New York City, where they have huge percentages or large chunks of each of those different racial groups, it was still the same over and over. There was a Hispanic area, there was an Asian area, there was a white area, there was a black area, and then there were a few little border neighborhoods between them mm-hmm. where there was a lot of overlap. So Montgomery's going to be that way. It's always going to be that way, in my opinion. I think we have probably more, just because we're pretty close to 50-50 split, I think we probably have more of a diverse neighborhood footprint than other major cities. Mm-hmm. But we're always going to be that way. And the reason I mention that is, when you talk about race relations, people tend to stick up for those that they see most on a daily basis, those that live around them, those that look like them. It's just natural. It's human nature. I mean, you can go back and look at social psychology studies where, you know, they set up these horrific car accident looking scenes or these horrific things where somebody's being abused or beaten or whatever, and the people tend to go and rescue the person that is racially most similar to them, mm-hmm. regardless of whether they have to go past a victim of another race in order to get to the victim that looks like them. These are natural known phenomenon. Can it be fixed on a citywide level, or is there just always going to be naysayers on the white and the black side that are just for whatever reason racist and don't like people that don't look like them? I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. I don't ask it rhetorically, but can we solve every racist person in Montgomery?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think there's always going to be a few haters, but for the most part, you know, if people want change, they're going to have to start working together.
All right, and I mean, I guess what I'm trying to do is drill down into specifics, and it doesn't sound like you want to go into specifics. Mm-hmm. But I'll just ask specifics since you don't want to drill down into them. When we get back, because I'm 3 minutes late for this break already. When we get back, I want to ask some specifics, like, do we have enough police officers? Mm-hmm. Do our police officers have the support and training and equipment that they need and pay that they need? Are there specific policies like curfews that could be implemented? Is downtown being handled correctly with the police presence and the entertainment district aspect and all that kind of stuff? I want to get into some of those specifics because I think the next mayor is going to have to answer those questions. Unlike some of the people on your page, I actually really like Todd Strange, both on a professional and personal basis. But that doesn't mean I agree with everything he's done. I think he's made some mistakes, and I think there's an opportunity to correct those mistakes, and I'd like to see the next person correct those mistakes. It's 34 after.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes right around the corner, but for today, cool sunshine should be pretty nice. High temperature in the middle 50s, still cool. Tonight, partly cloudy and not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 35. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy. A little bit warmer with a high in the upper 50s, then rain overspreading the area late tomorrow night. I'm talking about after midnight, and then a cold, drenching rain Saturday night. High temperature barely up to about 50. Sunday's high temperature 50 to 52 at best with lingering showers in the area. Then a cold, raw day Monday, maybe a leftover shower, high temperature only in the low 40s. But the winds will make it seem colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
This is CC Cole with Cole Plumbing.
All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey, my friend, it seems your eyes are troubled, care to share your time with me. Would you say you're feeling low and so a good idea would be to get it off your mind?
Welcome back in, 39 minutes after 9 o'clock. My friend Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies wants to hear from you. 284-9292 if you want to get in touch with Tom Latham. Look, man, concrete is the deal. This is the real deal. It's lasting. It's beautiful. And you can't have beautiful concrete. You can. You can have decorative concrete, stamped concrete, stained concrete, dyed concrete. You can, man, it lasts forever, really. It's just, it's durable. I have a slate back patio. They put slate down on the back patio, and the kids just destroy it. Chipping up, they're just really awful on it. Man, if they'd have just gone with a decorative stamped concrete that looked like slate, could even be the same color, that stuff would be indestructible, absolutely indestructible. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why they didn't. The people who put that slate in need to be shot and killed. I'm kidding if you're listening. I think we're going to have Tom come out there and fancy up our back patio a little bit, extend it out a little bit, and add a few elements with it. Really looking forward to this project over the next probably year or so. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. I trust Tom Latham. I want you to as well. He's a fantastic human being. Isn't he great?
I've known him for years, and I've seen some of his work. He does really, really good work.
It's fantastic. See? Yeah. They don't even pay her to say that.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's a free plug right there. 284-9292, 284-9292, or check them out online, pennyearned.co. Pennyearned.co, not .com, pennyearned.co. Shannon Ferrari is our guest. She's the proprietress at the City Watch pages, the numerous, I guess, City Watch pages. I didn't realize they were all over the place. You said you had a Huntsville page?
Oh, yeah, I haven't counted them yet, but there's about 20 of them now.
But you, like Huntsville, you said had one?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are on there?
Not many. Yes. It's just starting. About 30-40 people. It's brand new.
Yeah, it's just getting started. I'm interested to see if this concept takes off in other cities, or if there's a dynamic in Montgomery or the River Region that makes it particularly palatable. I'm genuinely curious to see how that works in other places. 20 till the top of the hour, Randall.
Good morning.
Hey, do you have City Watch Vita?
No.
Not yet.
Working on it, Randall. Working on it.
I got called Bear Island, but, you know, that was just one of the work. Anyhow, when you just said that about other places, I looked up other spots, and there is one that's called Huntington, because I thought it was Huntington, Alabama, but it ended up being Huntington somewhere else. But they let me in anyway. It's pretty, and they have problems too. But the question I got for you before we move on to the race relations is, Shannon, when somebody, and I'm gonna say the time was enough for it to be deleted. How do you handle somebody in the back door when they come to you and say, "Why did you delete so and so's post or comment, but you didn't delete this one?" Now, how did you handle that? That'll tell us more about it.
Well, it just depends. Like, for the most part, because it is uncut, I let people express their thoughts and opinions on the page. I don't delete things just because I may have a difference of opinion. But if there are curse words, or they are just being racist or hateful, hate speech, or harassing someone, either I or Facebook will take it down, because a member can report it to either one of us.
Safe answer. Yeah.
Yes,
on the race relations, I think, Brian, if we don't sit down, and we all, it can't be 100 white folks. I mean, I have black friends, I have white friends, everybody does. But I had one, a woman, she's in her 50s, and she said, "We ain't so bad all around them." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, you come to the barbecue." I said, "When's the last time you went to a white bar, one of your white friends' barbecue?" I go to them. I said, "I don't ever see you there." I said, "I'm here, but I don't ever see," you know what I mean? So everybody got their own way they view it. Everybody's been touched by racism different. And it grows from being in a family who still had people who were hurt by racism. But back to, we got to sit down 25-30 at a time and break bread. I mean, all day. I'm talking about and talk it out. I mean, that Facebook, it's good, and it lets people show who they really are at times. And sometimes they probably got something running through their veins they shouldn't have, and they express opinions they should, and that happens. Mm-hmm. But if when people are together, people, you know, it's better when you break bread and you talk it out. I mean, I'm saying we need to start doing. We need to have a little thing out. Start it small. Let it start from the Facebook page, and you start having a barbecue down at Riverfront, and let us come mingle and meet the person face to face. You know, that said that comment. That you know what I mean, and kind of hash it out ourselves. I mean, if we're gonna start down here at the bottom and work our way out of this mess, we need to start at the bottom. Yeah. Start it right there at your Facebook page.
Have Randall for mayor.
but I got somebody. I'll let you, man, y'all call in. This is Montgomery. Y'all call in all the time, and y'all got somebody who got her hand on the button, and I ain't heard a phone call to none of y'all, Montgomery. Come on, y'all.
I was telling her about that. Hey, Randall, I appreciate it. I was telling her about that during the break. People don't call talk radio during the holidays. Not, I mean, if you're talking, like, I'll give you an example yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example of this dynamic. We were talking about all this state, local, national politics, you know, different things. I asked about female drummers,
mm-hmm.
bands that had female drummers. And I said the only ones I could think of were Karen Carpenter, when the Carpenters started. She was the drummer. And the girl who was the drummer for the Bengals.
Okay.
Nobody called all day. We get like 15 calls on different female drummers in different bands. Have you thought about Vixen? Have you considered this band over here? Have you thought about someone's, some girl on YouTube? Somebody called in to point out some girl on YouTube who does drum covers. It's like during the holidays, people just want to talk about peaceful, fun-loving, like snow, grandma's house, fires, roasted chestnuts. I mean, it's just, you know, and I don't mind. So anyway, don't feel bad. Our number 272-922. Don't listen to Randall when he says people need to call. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob.
And I just wanted to follow up with the caller. Mr. Breaking Bread, the folks.
Rob, you're breaking up, my friend.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
That's kind of halfway. Go ahead.
How's that?
Okay. Just make your point.
Well, I was talking with that fella that was talking about breaking with other color.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes a real good point. I think if everybody did that, you know, invite a black family over for a meal every now and then, that's something we've gotten in the habit of doing. And everybody's different. Every race is different. And celebrate your differences, you know. Learn a bit about how colored folk culture is, and share how.
Did you just say colored folks?
Well, yeah, African American. I don't know what it looks like. Where it's supposed to
be, but it's not colored, people, I can assure you.
People I know, they don't mind if I refer to them.
Hold on. All right. I just, that sounds patronizing to me. I'm sorry. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate your efforts at racial harmony. How would you? Why would you even say that in the year 2018?
Yeah.
Anyway, mm-hmm. It sounds patronizing to me. Why not just be a nice guy, and if someone's friendly, be their friend. And if they're not friendly, don't be their friend. And if you have things in common, then, you know, maybe go get dinner or hang out or go on vacation or date or get married. Why be like, all right, it's Tuesday. We haven't had a black couple over in a month, so go through your Rolodex, honey. You got any black friends we can have over for dinner? No? All right, well, you need to get out and make some black friends. It's Tuesday. You know, that just seems patronizing to me. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. I don't know. Our number 272922. Who's this?
This is William B.
Hey, William B.
What's going on?
You're not
going
to use any outdated racist language, are you?
No, okay. No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Shoo. All right, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, if anybody wants to invite a white family over, you know, I'd like to put my name on that list because, you know, I'm hungry. And I'm going to tell you, the black folks that I have hung around with can't cook.
All right, so now we got other racist stereotypes. Golly. Montgomery, Alabama, ladies and gentlemen. Well done.
No, really, that was kind
of... I hope, William, that's a hilarious call, by the way. I hope nobody that, like, in from out of town, from, like, Massachusetts or whatever, here to go to the Hanging Museum, are just like, honey, let's scan local FM and see if we can find a talk radio show. They're calling them colored folks, honey. Turn the car around. Don't go to the lynching museum.
I got to agree with that, though. You know, let's invite a black family over for dinner.
I mean, you know, I like the sentiment, but if you have to...
Yeah, but come on, man. If you gotta go to the... If you gotta make that much of an effort, then you're not sincere.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. There you go. You just nailed
exactly.
it. How about just...
Needs just to be a part of life.
How about just when you make friends, sometimes you invite those friends over for dinner from time to time. Or you invite them over to play cards. Or you invite the kids over to play. So we would, of course, invite our friends over. And and here we've made a set of friends, so we're going to invite them over, too.
That's what I'm saying. It just seems like if you have to go to that much of an effort, then it's fake. That's my opinion.
It's contrived.
Yeah.
I don't want to say fake. It's contrived. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate
it. Well, you know, I don't use those lawyer words, man. I'm a truck driver.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right,
thanks. Who's this?
This is Rob again.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're round two, Rob. You're welcome. You're back. Go ahead. I'm not making fun of you. I hope you know that.
No. It's all right.
I'm just having a good time at your expense.
Oh, no. I follow this from Louis C.K., but there's a form of racism that's not necessarily negative, but I think Louis said when he goes to the emergency room and they bring in a doctor, he's from India or he's Oriental or something, he says, well, this could be good. That's racist, but it's positive racist. Same thing y'all mentioned cooking. You go into a restaurant and you see several old black ladies in the kitchen cooking. You know you're going to have a good meal.
Okay. I appreciate your call. I really and sincerely appreciate your call. Oh, my gosh. Shannon, let's take a break.
Okay.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself
the biggest and baddest broadcast.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. United
for your comfort. I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 5460715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to 2 free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to 2 free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd while supplies last. Limit 1 redemption per customer. See store for details.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to head back to these phone calls. Lisa, hang tight for me. 272-9228 if you want to get in. My friends Brett Lanham and Brian Carr over at New Look Decorating want to see your lovely face walk through that door. But, I use a painting contractor like Riley Manning. Well, you know what? Send your painting contractor to New Look Decorating to get those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. It matters. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. The paint you use makes a difference in how long the paint holds up, how easy it is to clean, how deep the shine and the color and the coverage and all that other stuff. It matters. It matters. Don't believe me? Go by and get a sample. Go by and get a sample at New Look Decorating. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends in the Atlanta Highway. Across from Mr. G's next to Goo Goo Car Wash right there. But go in. You're not going to find anyone more excited about paint than Brett Lanham and Ryan Carr. They got two designers on staff. The painting contractors have their own entrance. And those Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paint you can get, the only place you can get it in town is right there at New Look Decorating. So get by there when you get the opportunity on the Atlanta Highway. Tell them Baron and Jack and everybody said hello while you're in there. They'll appreciate it. I know we will, too. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Shannon Ferrari is our guest. She's the proprietor of the City Watch pages here in the River Region. Lisa, you're on the phone.
Hello.
Oh, you're on the air, rather. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, I don't really know what's going on because I came into this conversation when it was... was in the middle of the conversation, had a few moments of gasping, and then heard some other outdated language, and I'm like, okay, maybe I can take this opportunity to educate some folks down here. I don't think it's intentional.
Well, where are you from?
But I'm from here, Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
So I guess cultured. I also have a sister-in-law that's Filipino, and if there's one thing I learned really quickly is to never call an Asian Oriental, because Oriental is like a description of something you buy, like a rug, and not a person. So I don't, I know a lot of people just don't know that.
Well, let me ask you a question, since you're schooling us down here.
Okay.
Where is Russia? What continent is Russia on?
It's in Asia.
Okay. Where is China? What continent is China on?
Asia.
Do Chinese people and Russian people look alike?
No.
Okay. If you're describing them both using the word Asian, is someone going to be confused when they show up and they both look different?
Not if you use terms like East Asian.
Okay. Do you know what Orient means?
Absolutely.
Face
it's
east.
An area. It's right. An area in front of the Orient.
I'm not suggesting we call people Oriental people. I'm uh-huh. very deferential. If someone wants to be called Asian, I'm willing to call them Asian.
Yeah, I was. I mean, that's something I was surprised about. I was like, oh, really? I do not want to be offensive to people.
Yeah.
So I think
in terms of the in terms of the, I guess, scale of offensive, outdated things you can call people. I think the same call produced the words colored and oriental.
Okay, that does not even, it's not on the same scale.
No, they're not. That's my point.
No.
That's my point. Hey,
no.
I appreciate your call. I appreciate your effort at schooling us all down here.
And, no.
You're more than welcome to call and school us anytime you want. How about that?
All right. You guys have a good day.
We're going to correct Montgomery on talk radio once and for all. I cannot believe we're having this conversation. Shannon, thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir.
We'll continue it on the other side of the break. How about that?
Okay.
We'll be back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.